everybody be praying. Come on, I want you to come. You mind the Lord. Y'all be praying for Brother Dalmer. Lord, help him real good.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Preach, preacher.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
I'll get your microphone.
In all my years of preaching, I don't think I've ever been as nervous as I am this morning. I realize one thing, and I've learned this real early. If the Lord don't show up, there ain't no preaching done.
That's right.
We can go through the motion, say a lot of words, but it'll be empty. But it's good to be here today.
Oh, yeah.
God knows my heart.
Yes, sir.
I just assumed to sit there and listen to Brother Kevin, Brother England, and other preacher. I feel the least among God's people.
Go ahead, preacher.
Amongst these preachers. So you pray, Lord, help me. I've been praying, ask Lord what he wants me to preach. He's laid this message on my heart, and I'll just try to mind him for a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
Hope it's a help to you and it's a blessing to you. Most of all, if you're lost, I want you to listen. Because the Bible said faith cometh by hearing. If you ain't going, you can't hear until you listen.
Right.
And so that's how you get born again, by hearing the word of God.
Right.
Lord has never changed his mind on how to save folks.
Right.
I mean, it took the preaching years ago, and it's still taking it today.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God.
And I believe it's Holy Ghost preaching.
Yep.
Not just a bunch of tales and all of that stuff. Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the word.
Hey, sure.
Preach the word. Now, everything you hear is not the word. The word, if you don't know what the word is, John 1 and 1 said, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Same was in the beginning, was God. And so we got to preach him. In the book of St. John's Gospel, chapter 5, the Lord showed me something yesterday, this I've never seen before, and I've read it many, many times. John chapter 5.
Eight.
Said, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongues Bethesda, having five porches.
Yes.
In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling the water, stepped in and made whole of whatsoever disease he had. I'm going to stop reading right there. But these two words, I've overlooked this all these years. There's two words in that. Number one, he said, whosoever. Then he said, whatsoever.
That's right. Yep.
Good.
Whosoever.
Go ahead, preacher.
And whatsoever. Now, you pray, Lord, help us.
Oh, yeah.
He was a pool. And I saw some other things about this. And notice the Bible said there's a great multitude of folks.
Right.
They didn't say how many there were there, but they did say it was a great multitude.
Yes.
There at the pool.
Yep.
But another thing, notice that pool was a limited source.
Right.
All of them couldn't get in there.
Come on, brother. Sure. Praise
but ain't
God.
You glad that in the grace dispensation everybody could get in?
Yes.
Now, I don't know how long that some of these folks have been there. Maybe they went day after day. Somebody took them there. And they was hoping that this would be the time that I could get healed. But when the angel, and notice it's just a certain time, a certain season,
right,
that the angel would come and trouble the waters.
Yeah.
Then he said, whosoever.
Right.
It made no difference. It made no difference who they was, the color of their skin.
Right.
It made no difference what standing in life they was. He just said simply, whosoever.
Yeah.
Whosoever stepped in first was healed and of whatsoever disease he had.
Yep.
I got a hold of that yesterday. I'm glad it's whosoever.
Yeah.
Whosoever will said, let him come.
Yeah.
Whosoever will, it makes no difference. But today, my friend, what you've done, it makes no difference who you are. At least if you come, the Lord's able to save you. My friend, I don't care if you're black or white, red, yellow, or green. I'm glad the cross came to save sinners. He come to save you today. If you're here lost and without God, you'll get born again, leave here today a child of God. And he said, whatsoever disease, it made no difference what it was that he had. I'm glad, thank God. You may say, preacher, I've done things that nobody knows about it, but God does, and it makes no difference. He said, whatsoever a disease he had, it made no difference. Thank God, he can get cleansed. Hallelujah, God. I'm glad today you get born again, saved by the grace of God. Hallelujah to him. Whosoever and whatsoever. Oh, it didn't make no difference. Some of them was lame. Some was blind. Some was withered. Some was halt. You know, I don't believe it listed everything. Amen, folks. Some maybe with cancer, some with heart problems, some with this and some with that. But Brother Faith got in there when the angel of the Lord troubled the water. It made no difference. He said, whatsoever it was, he got cleansed. Thank God, God saved folk. All because they're lost. Hallelujah, God. Well, I feel good this morning. Hallelujah. Whoa, but listen. Here's a limited place that he could get into. Everybody couldn't get in. That's just a pool. Oh, the Lord. Oh, listen, the Lord said, there are one place. He said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I say hallelujah. Thank God there's room at the cross. It's not crowded there. There's plenty of room for everybody. Thank God to get in. Hallelujah to him. Oh, listen, Isaiah said, 1:14 said, come now and let us reason together. The Lord said, come. He said, come. It made no difference who ye are. And just like it was here, it made no difference who they was or what they had. When they got in that pool, the angel troubled the water. I'm here today to believe the Holy Ghost of God is troubling the waters of your soul today. You need to get in while you got time and opportunity. But I'm glad through the midst of it all, don't you notice this? Christ came on the scene. Oh, he come on the scene. He said, there was a certain man there. And you keep your Bibles open, I'll show you something in here. So there was a certain man there which had an infirmity 38 years. He'd been in bad shape for a long time. That's a long time. Whoa, but listen, Jesus saw him lie. Notice there in verse 6, he was lame. He couldn't walk. He just laid there. He couldn't even raise himself up. But the Lord came by. Hallelujah to God. I grabbed one time. He came while I was there. I couldn't get to him, but he got to me. Hallelujah to God. Whoa, he was lame. Verse 7, don't you notice this? The impotent man. Verse 7, the impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man. Jesus asked him, said, wilt thou be made whole?
Right.
And notice he said, I have no man. He was lonely.
Yeah.
He couldn't help himself.
Right.
Verse 6, he lied. Verse 7, he was lonely.
Yep.
He didn't have nobody.
Right. Yep.
We didn't have nobody to help us. The old preacher couldn't help us. Hey, God, the deacons couldn't help us. Hey, God, Christ, he got the job done. I say hallelujah for a Savior like that. Glory to God. Whoa, there, no doubt. He just laid there, had nobody.
Right.
He said, sir, said, I have no man. Notice how he admonished the Lord. Called him, sir.
Right.
He said, sir, I have no man. I've got nobody. Have nobody to give me. Now listen, somebody had to help them get in that pool.
Right.
He said, I ain't got nobody.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody cares about me. You may be, listen, folks, you may be here this morning and you think nobody cares for you. Just look around. There ain't a house full of folks here that does care. Hey, God, we got a pastor that cares. We got preachers that cares. We got members that cares. Thank God, God, he'll save you if you'll just come to him. I feel like somebody need to get born again. Well, there. Notice in verse 8 then. Jesus said to him, rise, take up thy bed. Now, he'd been there for 38 years, Josh.
That's right.
Picture this in your mind.
Yeah,
he'd been lying there for 38 years. Now, he got liberated.
That's good.
Amen. Verse 8, he got liberated.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to God. Can you imagine somebody had never walked for 38 years? Couldn't he raise himself up in that length of time? Now all of a sudden, thank God he got liberated. Hallelujah to God. He's able to make you free. Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Whoa. Don't you look at verse 9. Lord, just show me these things. He said immediately. I like that word immediately. He wasn't 6 months down the road. He went after he learned to do better.
Right.
But immediately, he said, the man was made whole. Well, there wasn't nothing wrong with him after that. Hallelujah to God. Said he was made whole, took up his bed, and walked. They got the thing, brother, that had carried him, that he was carrying it. Amen. Can you imagine that? He got rid of the evidence. Think he'd been lying on for 38 years. Now he just picked it up. Said, get out of here. He got away from that place. He'd been lying there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to
God.
Oh, I wish I was young. Oh, thank God. This old boy, this happened. This is not a parable. This really happened. Wouldn't you love to have been there? I'd love to have been there seeing that happen, wouldn't you? We'll just call him old brother John. He'd been lying there for those 38 years, and now here he just jumps up and grabs that bed, takes off. Amen. He didn't stay. He didn't stay where he was at. Now, you may get mad at me now. But these folk claim they get saved staying where they're at. There's something wrong somewhere. Something just don't match up. Hey, man, this old boy said, I'm tired laying here. I'm getting away from this place. I've been here a long time. Ain't nobody been able to help me. But now, thank God, I'm able to walk. Thank God, and Lord, help me. I'm leaving out of this mess. Glory to God. Amen. Verse 9. I find him believing. He's getting out of there. Had never walked for 38 years. Now he's walking. Let me say this. I don't believe he walks with a limp.
No, me either, preacher.
Now, Lord, don't do no halfway job. I know some folks believe when the Lord saved you, he just only cleaned up half your heart. And said later on you go back and get the other half cleaned up. He ain't in the halfway business. You're either saved or you're lost. ain't no halfway about it. Hallelujah to God. This message is going somewhere today. Hallelujah. Then I noticed verse 10. Don't you notice this, verse 10. Notice that. Said that the Jews, therefore, that said unto him that was cured. Notice what they said. He's cured.
Yep.
In other words, he's been made whole now.
Right.
They saw it, Brother Josh. Notice what they said. It said it's not, it's the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
It's not lawful. The legalists come along.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, they'll probably keep the Sabbath day. They didn't care anything about that man.
That's right.
They couldn't care less that he got healed.
Right.
But they was worried about because it happened on the Sabbath day.
Right.
In the eyes of God, my friend, every day is the same.
Right.
These folks that believe the Sabbath day is the only day there is, we couldn't have a revival meeting through the week.
Right.
I'm glad he's Lord of the Sabbath. He's Lord on Monday. He's Lord on Tuesday.
Yeah.
He's Lord every day of the week. Thank God it ain't no certain day. He'll say every day. This crowd out here today, I'd say these folks in here have been saved on every day. Monday through Sunday. Some of us have got born again. But they was worried. This legalist was worried about it. They said, this is Sabbath day. You shouldn't have done what you done. Oh, listen, Lord. He knew it. Say, they didn't inform him of Sabbath. He knew about it. But he was interested in that man. Let me say this. Lord's interested in saving folks today. He'll save everybody that allows him to save them. Sometimes, Brother Josh, we'll pray and say, Lord, save so-and-so. That's foolish. He'll do it. I've changed my prayer on that. I say, Lord, get them to a shape. They'll let you save them. You want to save them. Christ died to save them. This is a faithful saying. And worthy of all acceptation, Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners. If you'll be a sinner, he'll be the Savior. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. It don't take all day to get saved. I've prayed with folks. I'll never forget when I was just a young preacher holding a revival meeting in Muncie, Indiana. And my wife's grandmother, she didn't get saved till she was way up in her years. She come to the altar, and I think she was on the altar about 3 hours. It ain't how long you pray. You gotta get to the point you'll let Christ do the job. Just throw up that white flag of surrenders and say, Lord, I surrender. Hey, God, he'll do the saving. Lord, I'm a sinner. I need saving. And Christ will save you. Hallelujah to God. Amen. He'll save you. Amen. Notice another thing. Go down to verse 14. I'm going to close, man. It said, Jesus, afterwards, I like this. Afterwards, this man had got healed. I want you to notice where the Lord found him at.
Yep. Right. What about that?
Notice we found him. Found him at the ball game. He found him at the temple.
Right.
I like that, don't you? I've said this a lot of times here over the years. I got saved on Sunday night. I was living in Dayton, Ohio. Come down here and got saved. Went back to Dayton. They had a prayer meeting in our church where we'd start going to on a Thursday night. You know something? Long about Wednesday, that man, new man on the inside, said, take me down to the church house. Take me down to the church house. Hear that old preacher preach. Amen. That inward man, he desires spiritual things. This old outward man, he's dead. My friend, but he don't desire this. But the inward man does.
Yes.
That's the reason why I said, desire the sincere milk of the word. You may grow thereby. He wants to grow in the Lord. Christ found this man down at the temple. Hallelujah, God. I'll be best where he wants to find everybody saved. You'd be surprised that people have come through this church and made profession, and you couldn't find them with a bloodhound. But when Christ,
you're a good preacher.
Let me say something. He didn't have to go search places for it. He just went down to the temple. He went down. No, he knew that man was there. He took him down. He said, I'm going down to the church house. I like to see folks when they get saved show up at next service.
Amen.
Show up the next time. Amen. Take our place in the house of God. Oh, how thankful he was. Can you imagine how laid there by that pool? But now he was, got his health and strength. Now God is able to walk for himself. Thank God, he said, take first steps, I'm going. First direction I'm going down the church house.
Right.
I'm going down there all because of Christ, brother, had made him whole. He'll save you today. It's not his will that any should perish. But they're all A double L. To me, that didn't leave out nobody. But that all would come to repentance. If you'll repent, you gotta repent. You gotta repent.
That's right.
Somebody said, have you told the Lord everything you've done? I can answer that for him. No.
Right.
It ain't what you've done, it's what you are.
That's right.
You're a sinner by nature. Somebody already said here, when you was born in sin.
Right.
David said, behold, I was shaping in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me.
Right.
Oh, we're born that way.
Right.
But we're kept by the power of God.
Yes.
Until the Holy Ghost of God reveals us we're a sinner, then we've got the responsibility then to do something about it.
Right.
Every little child that dies, brother, listen, he's in heaven.
Right.
I don't preach that baby's in hell.
No
such a thing.
No, sir.
I mean, the Bible said, well, there's no law, there's no transgression.
Go ahead, preacher.
That stop sign wasn't up there. I could run right across that road and not break the law.
Right.
But when they stuck that stop sign up there, I got to stop.
Right.
That's what happens to every sinner, the stop sign.
Yes.
You stop. And listen. Amen.
Yep. Good,
I've give you today what the Lord give me. I didn't know he was going to call me that quick. I know I've done a bad job.
Good preaching.
I'm here to tell you. You need to get born again.
Yeah,
let me say this, and I'm serious what I'm going to say. If you can't get saved in an atmosphere like this here this morning, you're in a bad shape. You better not take this for granted. The church is assembled. We didn't meet here this morning just for us. We met here to sing praises to him. Pray to him and preach what he gave us to preach, that somebody that's lost might could get in. You may be here like this man was at the pool of Bethesda. You may be a long time in that case, but I've got news for you. The Lord's here.
Right.
He wants you can leave. Let me say this. You may come lost, but you can go home saved.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Amen. I preached a message one time over in Scott County. I believe Brother Kevin's there. Went one way and I come back another.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Went lost and come back saved.
Hey.
Went lonely and come back a friend. Hallelujah. Hey, well, I'll give you what the Lord gave me. I ain't going to drag. Let's get a song, give an invitation, would you?